from the eyes of my heart, I want to see you. I want to see you.
Do you?
To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, 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 high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory.
Amen.
Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, 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 holy.
Amen and amen.
See him. Good to see everybody in the house of the Lord. If you'd like to turn in your scriptures, turn to where we've been reading from Colossians 3, and we're going to Ephesians 4. Colossians 3, Ephesians 4. You doing better, Brother Collie?
Yeah.
Okay. Just keep remembering Brother Collie. He's having a little problem. And also, you go back to the doctor Friday?
Friday,
okay. We'll just keep praying for you. There's many others that are sick among us that we just keep praying for you, okay? All right, we're going to Colossians 3 and Ephesians 4. Remember the Bible study, first Saturday in April, 13th of April, right, is to be the banquet time, or the, what you call it, spring part. And then what's next? We have anything else?
Easter.
All right. Remember all of these and do much in prayer. Father, we thank you for this day and your grace, Lord. And to us, thank you for everything that you've given us. We know you've given to us freely. And we pray that you would just bless us and guide us in understanding, because that's what we desire more than anything else is, Lord, to see you walk among us and just have your way. Open our eyes that we may see. And, Lord, guide us into thy loving grace. Be with the sick among us, Lord. There's many, many sicknesses and things that are among us. We know that we're all getting older and all, but that still doesn't mean we can't be healed, because we believe you and we thank you. As the prophet said, we can't ask you maybe to turn back our age, because that's part of life, but we don't have to accept it either. So we can walk in your loving grace and believe. Thank you for all of these things. Have your way as we read your word. You come and speak to our hearts. In Jesus' name. Amen. Colossians 3, verse 9. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. All right, now, see, that ought to stop all the lying. That solves that, because that's what goes with him, right? And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. For there is neither Greek nor Jew, we're in him now. Circumcision, uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond or free, but Christ is all and in all. All right, now we'll go to Ephesians 4, verse 4. There is one body, one spirit, as we are all, as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Amen. You may be seated. The Lord add his blessing to the reading of the word. Now we've been on this thought for a few services of talking about the all in all. And I want to kind of just run straight through it tonight and to make sure you follow what I'm talking about, you know, and then that way, I had said we'd have questions and answers, but We didn't get enough to cover a whole service. But if we get through in time tonight, we'll just say, if you got any questions or whatever, you know, what we're talking about, then we'll have questions. If not, maybe we'll have them Sunday or something. So remember that. Now, we have been talking about something that I don't believe is understood by most people. I'm just honest. I'm saying it from the background of what I've heard and what has, you know, a little bit I have heard taught, and I ain't saying ain't nobody got this. We're the only one got it. So you go ahead and think what you want to. That's your business, but it ain't none of mine. I don't have no worry about what they're doing somewhere else. I'm just trying to get you to see what I'm talking about. All right? Now, we talk about the word restoration. All right? And we say restoration means to restore all things. In other words, it means something that was previously in existence. All right? It's restored. Okay? Amen. Now, and sometimes that restoration is a higher development. I don't know the word to use correctly to say it, but, you know, it may be in a higher form than originally what was there, because it can be, you know, more coming forth, more being said, more being done, more being revealed. All right? Now, we talk about the revealing of God, okay? And we say, well, now Christ is the mystery of God revealed. Okay? All right? Now, then that mystery is hidden in the Word of God and to be revealed totally here in this last day. Amen. Now, in doing that, then we keep the mind thought of restoration, no matter what we're talking about. Amen. All right, we've been talking about that God came in three sons' names. All right? Son of man, son of God, son of David. Now, that's the way your prophet, we gave you enough. I'll read a little bit, you know, to make sure the ones that hadn't heard it won't think it's some Brother Dale idea. No, it's what the prophet taught, that there's three sons' names. All right? Now, as I was saying Sunday, trying to get the thought across, remember that anything that would be revealed will be revealed in one of those manifestations, amorphies, changing his form, revealing himself, the way he's making himself manifest, all right, will be involved in Son of Man, Son of God, Son of David. All right? And it will never end. That won't be done away, but that doesn't reveal three gods. You know, that's three times God is manifesting, or it's changing his form to reveal himself to mankind. Amen. All right? Now, see, then, Son of Man, that would be prophet. Okay? Now, in the Old Testament, it was dealing basically with Son of Man. Right? The prophet, Son of Man, prophesy, Son of Man, this God revealing, showing himself as to be the Word, you know, to come forth. All right. Now, then one day that Son of Man himself walked upon earth in a body called Jesus Christ. He was the Son of Man. All right. Now, then he spent all of his life declaring that, and never did he openly declare himself to be the Son of God, because he was not fulfilling that office, all right, or that time, okay? Now, keep that in your mind, that whatever office you're dealing with a specific point, and stay with that, okay? See, throughout the Old Testament, he could not be made known as Son of God. You have a couple of instances to where that you could bring forth the word Son of God, like the three Hebrew children and one like unto the Son of God. You know, I ain't saying, when I make a statement, I wish you would listen. I'm not making that there's nothing there but this. I'm making the illustration or point that the manifestation is in greater way of bringing forth that point. All right. Son of Man throughout the Old Testament. All right. Then Brother Brown said he was birthed into human flesh, being the Son of Man. He constantly declared himself, I the Son of Man, Son of Man, Son of Man. Who do man say I the Son of Man am? He was constantly speaking of Son of Man. All right. But then on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Ghost let that Son of Man release to where it could come back upon the church, on the day of Pentecost, it didn't come back as Son of Man time. So God changes the dispensation or changes his amorphy or changes his form from Son of Man to Son of God. All right. The prophet said, now down through the ages then, the church ages, he was the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which is Son of God. All right. The Spirit dwelling within each one of us. And remember that the Spirit, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. So now remember this. Don't ever forget that God is a Spirit. I mean, after all, I try to teach so much to bring him more into manifestation to where you can see him more with the spiritual eyes and trying to make known. Never forget that he is, that God is a Spirit. All right. Now, he made himself manifest or brought forth himself in the Old Testament and was showing that, but he was showing it as Son of Man. All right. Then as he come forth in human flesh, then see that Son of Man was standing. Well, where was the Son of God? Inside the Son of Man. The Son of Man is more referencing to the flesh part or the manifestation that you can see, because you can't see a spirit. Now, that's one thing that we're going to have to remember. And I asked you over in a couple of services about it. I said, when you get up to heaven or the future home, what are you going to see? Well, see, then if God is a spirit, you can't see a spirit. Now, come on, we've been through that. The prophet's been through it. You ought to know that. The head goes this way. It means, okay, you know. All right. See, then spirit God. Or God in spirit form. That's how what he is, and he always will be. Okay? You'll never do away with spirit God. It's the same. It's the same God. There on earth, the Bible, according to the scripture, said, in him dwelt the fullness of the Godhead bodily. All right, what is the fullness of the Godhead bodily? Father, Son, and Holy Ghost was dwelling in flesh. Right. The very soul, the very spirit of Almighty God was dwelling in a body that had been spoken into existence by the Word, and he had become the Word, according to John 14, and dwelt among us. All right? Now, see, then following that thought, you'll keep it lined up. See, he was the Son of Man. All right? When it comes to the church ages, it's Son of God. All right? Now, then you got the next, the Son of David. Well, I've asked that simple question to me. It's always been that, because I've always desired to look into things like that. That how can you go from Son of God in a dispensation of the Gentiles, of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and then go to Israel as Son of David? Amen. That may not mean a thing to you. And I wrote my own self a note. You say, I do not need to know these things, or don't need to understand them. Well, you don't need to understand baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I guess. You don't need to understand there's just one true and living God. Hey, let's go home. We've wasted a lot of trouble tonight, people getting ready, driving and coming here. And I spent 2 weeks meditating on this thought to try to get it presented in the correct way. If there's no God, if there's not, we might as well go home and forget it. Let's eat, drink, and be merry, because tomorrow we die. He said, Brother Dale, you're silly. No. This exposing the carnality of all of us. I believe it's very important to understand God's word. Now, you explain restoration to me. Restoration means to restore what originally was. Right? All right. Now, see, then you got three sons' name. Son of man, son of God, son of David. But then Brother Branham, when we'll read it, because I want to read it to put it on here, he says, in between here, he returns as son of man. Hey, now we're right in the middle of restoration. You never thought about the Son of Man had to be restored? No, we just talk about Son of God being restored. We talk about the Word being restored. Well, who in the world do you think I'm talking about? The Son of Man is the Word. He is the God of the Word. He's the very God himself being made manifest. Just in a different form or manifestation. All right. So then for a little while, he comes back as Son of Man. Isn't it odd? All of the world in the doings, nobody picks it up. Here comes a little old prophet. Starts about 1949. The first one I could find. Saying, Son of Man. Son of Man. Son of Man. Service after service. Son of Man. Son of Man. Showing that the God of that had walked on the shores of Galilee, the God had that had created all things, was again walking on earth. Not Brother Branham now, because Brother Branham is not the Son of Man. I've said that in 1969, and I'm still holding on to it. All right? Brother Branham is a Son of Man. The Son of Man was living in a Son of Man. Right. Very close. I'll put it to what he said about us. Outside of the corporal body, there walked in a man on this earth that we call William Branham. All right? That outside of the virgin birth and the things of the Lord Jesus, it was so close until it's very amazing how he was being used until you can talk about the Son of Man. And that's what I was saying. See, in restoration, you may have one to be restored. You know, seeing, looking at it. But when it's made manifest, it's a many-membered body has come from one point back here. One was the Son of Man. Now coming in the end time to the Son of Man, it comes to bride form. Multiple. Many. Well, I just don't see, Brother Dale. Well, I know it. You don't see it because you ain't paying that much attention and listening. You ain't listening to what I'm saying. You're listening to what you want me to say. You're not paying attention to what I'm trying to say. See, that Son of Man back there was promised to be restored. We only deal with Son of God being restored because that's more or less, you know, in our through the ages and the things. But why not the Son of Man being restored? Amen. See, now you got the key that we needed, see, to be able to balance out and give a correct understanding of how to move along in the gospel. That then he can go from Son of Man, Word made flesh, in one human being, come over as Son of God and the baptism of the Holy Ghost down through the ages, then come back in the end time, return, see, restore back that Son of Man, that a man would stand there and say, more done in my services one night than what's done in the Bible, recorded or something. You know. Now that's amazing, isn't it? But it was restoration. We talk about the Son of God in restoration. We believe in that. Return the same Son of God back as on the day of Pentecost. Restoration. All right. See, then, you can go then from Son of Man, Son of God, Son of Man, Son of David. Now, but Brother Dale, you got four now. No, I ain't got four. I'm going to read to you where the prophet covers it. But that don't stop it. See, if you're lost into that deal, surely what I've been trying to bring out has blinded your eyes. I'm serious. Open your eyes and listen. If you can't understand the simplicity, how are you going to keep up with if you can't do with a footman, how are you going to keep up when a horseman gets here? See, because there's more to it than Son of Man, Son of God, Son of Man, Son of David. We got another step to be covered. Another manifestation, another morphe of Almighty God to make him five manifestations. Now, I covered it. Come on, don't lose me. There's three sons' names. All right? All these five has got to fall under three sons' names. It's not an addition. All right? Just like Brother Branham says. See, we talk about three sons' names. Brother Branham said he comes in four titles. And he brings in son of Abraham, royal grant. See, he's trying to get us to see the opening of the word. Right? That truly that God may be all and in all. Now, as I said Sunday, it's a shame for you to have to express it. But when you read the Bible and say that God is all in all, that does not mean that everybody in the world has got the new birth. That does not mean everybody in the world is saved. Yet you can read it. Well, I read it to you. All and in all. So that means he's in everybody. Like I told you, brother here one time tried to give the Holy Ghost to the cabbage, but I didn't agree with it. The reason I didn't agree with it, it's because I didn't agree with the fact that everybody'd be saved. Amen. Right. If you're going to save a cabbage, surely you can save everybody else. Right. You say, silly. That's right. But now look what I'm talking about. Then we'll read it. Son of Man, throughout the Old Testament, through the ministry of Jesus Christ. Son of God, come on the day of Pentecost. We had a falling away of that. Had to have restorations, right? But we don't look back at Son of Man being restored. We just look at Son of God. And remember, Son of Man, the Word made flesh. Son of God, the Holy Spirit in mankind, God living in his bride, comes back in the Son of Man. Through one man, yes, but then goes out. Because it was not meant to be left in one man. You see, how do you know that? Because if it was only meant to be in one man, there'd have been only one person receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost. So come on, get your mind straight. Did you catch that point? If it's just to stay in one man, then go back to one man. Give one man the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost, the rest of us are lost. So now you know that ain't right. Okay. And see, there we go. Son of Man, Son of God, Son of Man, Son of David. Huh? Now remember, Son of David would be Jesus Christ sitting on the throne of David in the millennium. What's going to be in the future home? That's all I'm asking you. Son of David is to the millennial reign, which is still in time. I ask you to read or listen to the tape, The Future Home. I'm not going to ask you how many of you did, Because I'm going to say it, most of you didn't. I don't know. I heard that the other day. Well, you might ought to go listen to it. You know, Brother Branham could pick up an eighth day and put it together all the way through the Word and come out to the end of it with a number eight. Mankind was, as far as they went, was a number seven. You know that. But there are seven. Listen, the seven to the organization of thing was the baptism of the Holy Ghost and a rest. Right? They taught it as a rest. A new birth is a rest. Well, that's true. But the eight goes into eternity. What is he going to be in eternity? What are you expecting to see? Expecting like the denomination. Here's the father sitting over here. He got a long beard. He's an old man. Here's the son over here. He's young looking. And over here is the Holy Ghost fluttering like a dove. And you got the great Trinity. From my understanding of the Bible, Brother Herman Garland, I like it. Well, he said, I know that's in there because I just read it. Yeah, that was just kind of a statement, his words. I know it's in there. I just read it. Well, you know, according to what I understand of the Bible, Jesus said, I and my Father are one. And according to that, he said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Well, then what does the Father look like? Amen. The Son. What does the Son look like? The Father. Amen. Okay. That's why I said, what are you expecting to see when you get over there? An old man? Huh? Some kind of dove? Some kind of form? Huh? I'm expecting to see Jesus. Because he said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Well, you can't see the Father, that Spirit. Right. We'll get to the back to that in a minute. But I want to make sure you follow the line up to a spot. Then we'll continue the thought and go into the future home. But I want you to think about it. All right? Then he comes in three sons' name. Son of man, son of God, son of David. This is taken off God's provided place of worship. I forgot how many times he makes this one statement. I just picked this one because I read it again the other day. You know, here. Now remember, they don't have this one. They can go ahead and pull up number one. Go ahead and pull up number one because this is a top part right above it. Remember? And the day of the Son of Man will be revealed. Now remember, the Son of God. He came in three sons' name. Son of Man, Son of God, Son of David. When he was on earth, he come as Son of Man. He was a prophet. Son of Man is a prophet. Jeremiah himself, prophet is prophet. According to the scripture, as Son of Man. All right. But after his death, burial, and resurrection, now he has been the Son of God, the supernatural, the Holy Spirit. All right. Did you get number one started? This is a continuation of what I just reading. But he promised before the coming of the end time, the world would get like it was in Sodom when a man came down in human form, three of them, two angels, coming all the way down to where we're doing. Watch now. Jesus himself at the day when the Son of Man is being revealed. In other words, the Son of Man, the ministry of Jesus Christ himself. Brother Branham had the ministry of Jesus Christ. I'll go with you there 100% because that's the only thing it could have been. That don't make him God. But it's the ministry. What? The church will come through justification, through Luther, through sanctification, through Wesley, through the baptism of the Holy Ghost, are the Pentecostals. Now watch, and go right on into the perfection of the Son of Man. Right. So now he's got it. Son of Man, Son of God, Son of Man. Now we can go to Son of David. Look what he says. Go right on into the perfection of the Son of Man. That when the husband and wife will be the same self persons. Now read that. God will be so manifested into his bride, his church, till they will both be the same. They are one. Now do you see where we're at? All right. So what is it to do? Go ahead with number 2. The unveiling of God. He came first as a prophet. They crucified him, his own crucified. He came as the Son of Man. Then after the Holy Spirit came, he was then the Son of God. God is the Spirit. He was the Holy Spirit, Son of God. He lived through the church ages as Son of God. And now in the millennium, he'd be the Son of David, sitting upon the throne of his father David. He is the Son of David now, because that's revealing to you and I. We see him already of what he's going to do, right? Look, and remember between the Son of God, where would that be? Between the Son of God and the dispensation or the point you're going to. What? And remember, between the Son of God, in the Laodicean church age, they put him out. Who did they put out? They want the Son of God. They want signs and wonders. They want healings and deliverances and things. But they put out the word through the prophet, right? Come on. When the Son of Man stood here in a human vessel, and that don't make him the Son of Man. It's a Son of Man. But when he did, he stood here and spoke out. They put him out. They put this message out. They don't want this message. I ain't throwing off to nobody. You think the churches want to get rid of the Holy Ghost? Come on, don't get the wrong idea. They want the Holy Ghost. They want the signs and the wonders and the healings and the deliverances and salvation. But they don't want nothing to do with Son of Man. One reason, they don't understand it. All right. And remember, between the Son of God and the Laodicean church age, it put him out. And in Luke, he said he would be revealed again as Son of Man, the prophet, fulfilling the rest of it. See, the scriptures tied perfectly together. Son of Man, Son of God, Son of David. What was it? It's the same God all the time, just changing his form in Morphe. He just changes it. It's a great drama to him. He is acting it out. All right? Now, let's see. What paragraph are we on? 72. Going down to 73. For his acts, he changes his form. Then he came the Son of, form of the Son of Man. For the Reformer's age, Wesley Luther, he didn't come from a man in Lutheran Wesley, him, right? Come on. What's he saying? He came in the form of the Son of Man to give his life. Now, for the Reformer's age, Wesley Luther and all down through, we find out that they got it so bundled up, just like the Israelites did, that he does not appear. He does appear in the last days, in the Pentecostal age, as the Holy Spirit, they rejected. They did the same thing Israel. And what does he do now? Return as Son of Man in the church ages now. Return as Son of Man. And then from that, Son of David. See how close we are? Son of Man, Son of David, Son of God. He's revealed in the last days as Son of Man according to Malachi 4 and the rest of the prophets pertain. They put him outside. He's knocking at the door. So he comes back as what? Son of Man. Right at the end of the last age, comes back as Son of Man. Okay? Restoration. Son of Man. Restoration. Okay? Go ahead to number 3. Because this is one I like. It's taken from Christ as the mystery of God revealed. They may not have it. because I changed these around so much. Paragraph 448. We got it. And notice God making himself known. Now, we're not supposed to make converts to Christianity by government, but by the revelation, the Christ in you as God was in Christ. As God was in Christ, Christ is in you. When what God did in Christ, Christ does in you. What signs did God in Christ, Christ does in you. Isn't that beautiful? Oh, I like it. Jesus said at that day, what is it, John 14, 20? Amen. That's this day. Amen. When this revelation is made known. What revelation? Christ is the mystery of God revealed. Right? You will know that I am in the Father and the Father in me. Now, like I said Sunday, and I said it over and over, that's easy to understand. The Father was in him. The Father gave his life and let his life be transmitted. That life can be transmitted into you.
Amen.
That's simple. Well, look at what the revelation is. You will know that I am in the Father and the Father in me. I in you and you in me. Now, explain that one. I in you is the Holy Ghost coming and living in you, right? The new birth. What is it when it's saying, in you and me? It's a greater revelation than what we think. We think Christ is a mystery of God revealed. We understand that. That just puts Christ in you. Brother Reynolds wouldn't have said it.
Amen.
At that day, you'll know that I am in the Father and I in you. But what it's going to be when it's you and me.
Amen.
How can a mortal being be a part of God? Come on, we'll get to it in a minute. At that day, you shall know that I and the Father are one. I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Then when the revelation comes forth, then it's I in you and you in me. There you are, the manifold, threefold manner. I in you. The Holy Ghost coming and living in you. But you in me. You mean we were in God? Now that's what the scripture says. But yet you're going to blot yourself out and say, I don't believe it. And then I'm just too deep and too intellectual and I can't understand Brother Dale. I didn't say it. Tell me you don't understand the prophet. Don't tell me you don't understand me. I didn't say it. The prophet is the one that said it. Right? Now are you with me then? God has to be made manifest or change his form. He goes from Son of Man, Son of God, Son of Man, Son of David. Now you got four manifestations. Not four gods. You got four times that he's changing dispensations. Come on, he went from dispensation of Old Testament to New Testament. Come on, he went from dispensation of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Come into the Son of Man. That's what we've just been reading. Then from the Son of Man, he goes to Son of David. Then when he goes from Son of David to the future home, what is he? What about it? How's he going to reveal himself? Right? Now we read the scripture from Galatians and from Ephesians. Colossians 3 said that God may be all and in all. Something's got to happen. Something's got to take place. What transpires? What's going to happen? I kept on that over and over and over. You know, how are we going to be able to go from son of God to son of David? You all just wore out on that. And you just dried up and said, what in the world are you talking about? Well, if I preach Father and Son, Holy Ghost, baptism, you'd get on the same thing. You just dry up. Well, see, if one's not important to us, it's not important. To me, every word of God is important. There's no such thing as some of it not being important. And there's no such thing as some have said that there's things in the Bible that will never be able to be made manifest. I don't agree with that. Your prophet said every word had to be made manifest. I believe him. I don't care who else. Now. He said every word has to be made manifest. Huh? But now listen. What's it going to be like in heaven? Now we went through the point of what it's been. Son of man, son of God, son of man, son of David. Huh? We're still in time. We're hooked in the millennium. That's the seventh day. That's the day that comes back because man fell in the seventh day. He didn't fall in the sixth day. He created in the sixth. He fell on the seventh day as God rested. Why do you have a millennium? The prophet said to prove the sin curse was gone. You're going to have somebody live 1,000 years. It ain't going to matter to me and you. We're going to be there on a honeymoon as eternal as forever we'll ever be eternal. We'll be that in the millennium. Right? But somebody is going to live 1,000 years. Because, see, you're still in time. By the new birth, you have the eighth day in your soul. Amen. By the new birth, which is eternal life. But you're still living in a seven in the millennium. Amen. So now what are you going to do? What's going to change us from time to eternity? Now, come on. I just said we're eternal when we get there because we've got the story and we know what it is. Amen. We've got the mystery. We understand the Christ is a mystery. We understand why Brother Branham would say, he said, if you get to know seals and don't understand, now listen to him. It's in Christ a mystery. He said, come back to this message. To understand the seals, we go to Christ a mystery. That's what he said. Amen. You know, in the Christ a mystery, Brother Branham puts you in the millennium and puts David on the throne. Read Christ the mystery and you'll see it. He puts David on the throne in the millennium because that's where he's supposed to be. That's the promise to David, his son. Well, Solomon was the natural. The Lord Jesus is the spiritual. Okay. But you're hooked in time. No wonder Brother Branham could say, and it was told, that Brother Branham asked, said, did you understand what I saw? Yeah. He said, I asked you, do you understand? He said, no, Daddy. He said, I could count on my hands them that understood. Now, that's according to, don't quote me as the authority. It's plain common sense. When you're in the millennium, you're still hooked in time. Now, that's hard to think. That little pea brain we've got can't comprehend, right? Well, we're going to be there as eternal, right? Because we already got it here. We already have the eighth day of the baptism of the Holy Ghost in our soul. Amen. What we need is the redemption of the body. That comes under the Son of Man.
Amen. Right. Amen. Amen.
Come on, church. I know you don't like me. But what does the Son of Man mean to you? You know that we Baptists taught the Son of Man was resurrection science. Son of Man's sign of the resurrection.
Right.
Well, I don't care what the Baptist taught. I'm saying what I'm getting you to, the point I'm trying to get you to see, is that Brother Branham, when he was standing here, had the resurrection sign.
Yes, sir.
That was the sign of the Son of Man.
Right.
No wonder he could say, bring me 24, I believe it was, wasn't it, of your worst cases. I'll guarantee you healing for every one of them. Right? Because he had that resurrection sign. That's the sign of the Son of Man. Come on. But what about this future home? What about this time that it'll go into eternity? How are we going to get from the millennium to the future home? And what's it going to be like? Remember, whatever it is got to be related to three sons' names. Whatever is in the future home, whatever is in eternity, as we call it, heaven or whatever you want to call it, just remember, it starts here. Your eternal life, the prophet says, begin right here at the altar. We've done had the sign. I mean, the Lord Jesus had already went through all of those things, taking to everything, going to the change of the body and walking off. The prophet's already brought us the message to change these bodies.
Amen.
That is the Son of Man.
Amen.
He's not him. But oh, how close. No wonder the people of this message, they looked at him, they couldn't help it. I'd say every one of us in this building would be the same way. If we'd have sat with him day in and day out, and he sat there and told you how many fish he's going to catch, how many deer he's going to kill, and where they're at and what to do. It'd be hard to sit there without thinking there's something different about this man. Right? But the main thing about that man was the word, not the signs and the wonders, but the word. Signs and wonders was only the bait to catch us.
Right.
Put on the hook to catch us.
Amen.
It's the word.
Right.
Now, what's it going to be like? And how can we get there? Okay. Let's see what Brother Branham had to say about this little point. He covers it in Christ of Mystery, then he goes into future home. Number four. And God at that day, the kingdom be given over to the Father. He might be all and all. The kingdom's got to be given over to the Father. Now we're going to read the scripture that we've been reading before on it out of Corinthians. But just look at what he's saying. What kingdom? He that sits with me in my throne, what? Will sit as I did, overcome and sit with my Father in his throne.
Right?
Son's throne is the millennial reign. Finality. Now, I said finality. Don't hold me to the rest of it. Finality, the Son's reign will be in the millennium, sitting on the throne of David. Who'll be sitting on that throne? Will it be just Jesus sitting there? Or who will be there? Now look and read. And at that day, the kingdom be given over to the Father. He might be all in all. While he's yet speaking, I'll hear David crying. That's millennium. So he ties future home, Christ of mystery, ties millennium and the future home into one bundle. Because listen to it, because that's a millennium. David sitting on the throne, the king over the whole human race. And while he's yet speaking, I'll know what they're thinking about. When they speak, I'll answer. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together. Millennium. Because what I'm talking about is going to have to start in the millennium to finish in the future home. What I've tried to get you to see. Go ahead to the next one. Go to the future home now and watch. City with the throne and the trop, Revelation 21, 23. They know light for the Lamb, and the Lord is the light thereof. The Lord God is the pillar of fire that followed the children of Israel through the wilderness. And he is ascended up on the throne in that perfect kingdoms. One time, the kingdom that Jesus is to surrender to the Father. That God might be all and in all. If it don't climax with him being all and in all, Jesus' kingdom would rot on earth. Because it would stop in time. Hey, come on, folks. It's time to wake up. Jesus sits up on his throne here as our Joseph, and the king is that light that will be on top of the Mount Zion. And his holy light will flood the entire city. The kingdom that Jesus is to surrender. Well, where's that at in the scriptures? I'm glad you asked that. Go to number 7, brothers. We'll get back to 6, but I want number 7. And we read this over and over. 1 Corinthians 15, 22-23. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruit. Afterward they that are Christ at his coming. Bring it all together. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God. Who? To what? The kingdom that he has delivered. Delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father. When he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. Now listen. He who, Jesus, for he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Death is not destroyed till after the millennium. Come on, get your order. You want it from the prophet? What's the next? Rapture for the bride. Two witnesses, 144,000. Tribulation part for them. Armageddon and the tribulation. 1,000-year millennial reign. Now you got Gog and Magog to go. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Death is done away in the lake of fire from the battle of Gog and Magog. I never heard these things. I don't know. Well, I would ask you to take my word for it, but you ain't going to do it anyway, so forget it. Study the prophet's message and see if that's what he said. Go get him. I'll give you the page where he done it. I wrote it down where he said, this happened, this happened, this happened, this happened, this happened, this happened. Well, all right, what am I going to do preaching? Got to get this in line with this, in line with this, in line with this, in line with this. Or I ain't right. Well, what does it matter? Most of you don't even know. Armageddon is on this side of the millennium is 1,000 years, then you got Gog and Magog. Gog and Armageddon is more of a nuclear style of destructive. They will not blow everything to pieces. But Gog and Magog burns every sin, and even the sinner, even the devil, and all of that is destroyed in the lake of fire. That's Gog and Magog. So the last enemy to be destroyed. Spiritual death is destroyed by the new birth. But physical death, we're still dying. So until that happens, until we stop dying, watch. For he hath put all things under his feet. But when he saith all things are put under him, it is manifest that he has accepted, which did put all things under him. That's not A-C-C-E-P-T-E-D, accepted. That's accepted. E-X-C-E-P-T-E-D. I told you, go home and look it up in the dictionary. You don't have a past tense of the word accept. You have accept and you have exception. They don't give you the past tense. And in the, go into your Strong's and see what it gives you. You realize what it's saying? Come on, church. He who, God himself, has put all things under his feet. Whose feet? Jesus' feet. Well, you're a Trinitarian. Heaven help you. Look, but when he saith all things are put under him, it is manifest, made known, or shown, that he is accepted. Not accepted. Accepted. Do you know and realize what that's simply saying? When it is manifest, this one you're talking about is manifest that he is the all in all. Not that he's accepted for being that. But he is the one who has accepted you and me. Did the prophet say it? That it's not that you accepted him. He said it's whether or not he's accepted you. Now we're right back to you in God and God in you. If you can get to the God being in you and find out how you and God are one, now you're getting to the capability of understanding why that word is put there. It's put there to show you. Not that he's accepted for doing it. He is the one who has accepted you. Come on, church. Which did put all things under him. Now look at the scripture. And when all things shall be subdued unto him. Watch it. When all of this is finished, the last enemy, all of these things. And when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. Read it. The Son himself shall be subject unto him that put all things. Is the sonship going to terminate? Natural reading, that's what it's saying. The sonship ain't going to terminate. But the sonship will become subject. Okay. What about it? Go back to number 6 now. There you go. They're getting fast on this thing. On top of Mount Zion will set the Lamb. And the city will need no need of the Lamb. Above the Lamb will be the Father. Now listen. Sounds just like it's saying something's up here and one's down here and this is going that way and that's going that way. And this that old Catholic priest, this is the way it is. Okay. Look, no need, no light for the Lamb is the light thereof, and above the Lamb will be the Father, which is the Logos. God, the great light, the eternal light that'll shine just above the throne. Read it. And Jesus will not be on his Father's throne. He'll be on his throne. The last form before the future home, he's son of David. Come on. He'll be on his throne. Now listen. Listen to your prophet. And the Father will hover over the Son. Which the Father and Son will be one. And while they're yet speaking, I'll answer before they think I'm thinking for them. I like that. That's right. And Jesus will commit a perfect, perfect age to the perfect living God that he has redeemed and give over to the Father. Is that right? Will turn to God the Father, which is spirit, not a man, spirit, all nature of goodness and good and everything together is in the end of goodness. Anything that's perverted in the form of Satan. What's it going to do? The Father will hover over the Son. The Son sitting on the throne of David. That's where he's sitting. That's his last appearance before the future home. He's Son of David. Son of David is Jesus' kingdom. Remember they asked, one said on this side, one on that, and thy kingdom? He said, I'm not right for you to do it. I can't give all that. You realize? Have you listened? See, then there's five times. See, he changed. Son of man changed his form to Son of David. I mean, Son of God. Changed his form from Son of God back to Son of Man to bring the peace all of these things. Then he goes as Son of David. There's one more change. In that future home, according to what your prophet is saying, Jesus will be sitting on a throne. And the Father will hover on him, hover over him, settle over him, that God may be all in all. Very simple. Now you can see what he's going to be. You say, what's he going to be? Like I told you the other day, we can think, see, we're human beings, and these people right over here, these denominations, think we're crazy. Well, okay, let them go ahead. But you see, Brother Branham didn't say the 33 of Hoffman's Head of Christ was exactly like the Lord Jesus, but he said it's the closest he'd ever seen. Right. So what's God look like? No, wait a minute. That's Jesus. Well, Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Is the Father going to look like an old man with long hair and all beard and walking with a crawling stick? The Son will be about 19 over here. And then there'll be a flutter of a dove off over here. And we got it all beautiful in the Bible. Hogwash, as Brother Don Ruddle used to say. It's a good point. Hogwash. I haven't read what I believe. I've read what he said. Someday, the Son himself is going to become subject. Not that it's going to vanish and do away. No, that's where you're wrong. You ain't listening. You cannot see Spirit God. Are you with me now? Now, come on. How long you want to stay? Did Brother Branham say, there's a spirit within me? But he said, you can't see it. Is that right? He said, you can't see me. He said, because I'm a spirit. Remember in the beginning, it was God's plan to reveal himself. So he had to change himself into more of a form, tangibilities or something, the word, the logos, the theophany. Then he began to create the world. That was that spirit God. That was that Bible, John 14, what is it, 20 something, where he says, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So when we get there, that'll be the five times that he changes his form, or the fifth time. It won't change no more. It's the kingdom that the Son himself. I told you 20 years ago, I said, one of these days, I'll preach to you one God from Genesis. All the way from Genesis. That same God, he just keeps changing his form. He just keeps making himself known in another form, another form, another form. If we don't keep that lined up, we're just as Trinitarian as anybody else. Was Jesus lying when he said, I and my Father are one? You've seen me, you've seen the Father. I come in my Father's name. See, that was the trouble. They killed him because he was claiming he was God. He wasn't claiming himself to be just the Son of God. He was claiming himself to be the Son of Man. And Israel was to be expecting prophets, 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 because they went on that Son of Man. Remember, who was it? John, when they asked and said, well, you're this, da, 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 are you one of the prophets? See, they look for them prophets. All right, give me the last word. See, all of this, when it keeps unfailing, it will finally unveil to the finality that in the future home, not the Son is a second person or a third person or whatever, but the Son of Man himself, the Lord Jesus Christ, that has been made eternal by resurrection and everything, the change. He'll be there. But the Father will show that he's accepted. E-X-C-E-P. Not he is accepted. A-C-C-E-P-T. Not that. He doesn't just accept Jesus. He becomes Jesus made manifest. Come on. Because you can't see spirit. So he's going to have to always have a form. Now, 1 second. That God may be all and in all. I asked the question the other day at the end. Can you understand? Not the sonship terminates like being done away with, but the Son becomes totally subjected. Until everything is in subjection. And the Spirit God himself just hovers over that flesh. Well, now let me ask you a question. What about the all in all? Brother Branham said, God is not complete without you. Right? Do you need for me to pull that up and read it? They've got it. God is not complete without you. Come on. You mean God's not complete without you? You're looking at the wrong thing. He didn't need this anyway. It's garbage can to him. But when he's in you, he has accepted you as being his children. That all in all, He's in here and he's in all. He's in his fullness sitting there. And Brother Branham said it. I'll get back to these later. In him dwelt the fullness of the Godhead bodily. He said, no leaven among the bride brings the fullness of the Godhead bodily. You see, church, what I saw in 79, 69 and preached that the bride of Jesus Christ would be the Son of Man. Now, you tell me you're not the Word made flesh. Well, then what are you? I mean, what do you expect it to be? What are you thinking is going to take place? I'm thinking that when we get there, we're going to gather around the throne. And when the Father hovers over the Son, it'll hover over ever Son. Because we're His offspring. Oh, do we need to go in anointed ones? Do we need to discuss anointed ones? That His Spirit in you makes you an anointed one, makes you a little Christ. What about it? But remember my point. If you don't go on to the future home and pick that eighth day that prophet taught in the future home, if you don't pick that up correctly, you're going to remain under a seven, and you're going to keep on going, and we're going to all die and go by the flat, by the way of the grave. And so will everybody from now on. We've got to make a step from there to the point of Son of David and understanding. Because we're not there and understanding. When we get to the millennium, now listen, if you think this ain't right. When we get to the millennium, you did at least bump your head or grinned a little bit while ago. When we get to the millennium, you know, we can sit on the throne with Him. Right? Is that scripture? Do we sit on the throne with Him? He promised to sit in His kingdom. We sit on that kingdom. I thought Brother Branham taught on Daniel 70 weeks that the bride would be the anointing to the temple in the millennium. Now, the bride ain't the anointing to the temple in the future home, because there ain't going to be no temple in the future home. The Lamb is the temple. You say, what do you need a temple in the millennium? Brother Branham said there'll be things in the millennium that won't be in the future home. In the millennium, you're going to have a temple to explain all of these things. But you don't need it. You don't need a sacrifice altar. That's not in the millennium. In the future home, you won't even have a temple. You won't even have a light bulb. They laugh at us. They've laughed at us for years. Me and Lisa, we made the most horrible sin that could ever be thought of. They called her up, and it was a police department or something, wasn't it? Anyhow, they wanted her to donate. They wanted her to buy some light bulbs. Well, she bought some light bulbs. Well, a few days later, they called me. I bought some light bulbs. Well, them light bulbs is about as good as the police department. I don't make no joke out of that point. It's just, they didn't last too long. So ever since then, when something comes up about light bulbs, everybody gets me and Lisa about the light bulb.
Amen.
All right? You ain't going to need no light bulb in the future home. You know, in the millennium, you can have new moons and Sabbaths. Come on. In the millenniums, you can have new moons and Sabbaths. You don't have no new moons and Sabbaths in the future home. Because everything's eternal. That's what I said. We're sitting here thinking, boy, if we could just get to the millennium. No. Somebody's got to go beyond there. And for somebody to go beyond there, it's going to have to be revealed here how we get there. Come on, musicians. Any questions? Excuse me, I'll start right there. Hold it a minute, musician. Any questions? You mean I didn't arouse no question? Well, that means one or two things. You didn't understand me, or I'm all mixed up. One. No, just kidding. Come on, musician. You have some questions, write them down. I love questions.
Amen.
Come to the Bible study. You'll find out. We have a good time.
Amen.
We have a good time asking questions. I have two or three in relation to the back part of the message. If we get any more by Sunday, we'll cover that. Because I love questions. He said, but I don't love questions because questions gender strife. You got your scripture, but now may I quote the prophet? Not to change the scripture, but what did the prophet say? Questions makes a strong church. That's what he said. Questions makes a strong church. When I say it this way, questions with answers to them makes a strong church. I'm not correcting him. I'm just saying what's truth. If we just all have questions, that's going to gender strife. Right? But if we have questions with answers, you know, had a wonderful day. Go ahead, brother. What we got? Let's stand. Think on these things. Five manifestations of God. Son of man, Son of God, Son of man, Son of David, all in all. The Son himself becomes subject. And God just hovers over him. Because God is a spirit. You can't see him. He'll always have to have a form to live in to make himself manifest. But you know, he chose that. Come on. Let us make man in our own image. Right? Did he choose the way we are? Did he choose the way he is to be? What about it? What we got, brother?
4:17, he is my everything.
He is my everything. He is my all.
What about it?
He is my
let him understand it.
And made everything new.
Remember that, don't you?
He is my everything. None other will do.
What about it? What are you looking forward to? You think we're going to get up into heaven and this is going to be... I know what a lot of... I've heard this talk in the message, and maybe you hadn't. But I heard that there ain't going to be no God when we get up there. We're just going to see each other. You ever heard that one? We're just going to see each other. And we're going to be God. Now, that's going just a little bit too far. Because, see, you're doing away with something. I've never taught anything in God about doing away. He never does away. He keeps increasing. Come on, church. Now, listen. We can go for the millennium and then go to the future home. But remember, there'll be, according to the prophet, there'll be a message of cheer down through the ages after we get out of here. So it's not over with.
Yes.
It's just getting us to a place to where we can understand. Because we'll see him. And we'll be like him. We'll have a body like unto his own glorious body. We'll see him as he is. You know what? Then wouldn't it be something if he could take your revelation back up in time to where Jesus was standing there and said, Philip, have I been so long with you? So if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. It's because at least we ought to be able to see now Jesus was God made manifest. Right? And he's coming to live in our hearts and soul as the new birth. And one day, all in all is going to gather around that throne. There ain't going to be one left out. It'll be the bride of Jesus Christ. I read you the quote where Brother Brown said, husband and wife becomes one. That's just an understanding the Son of Man. That husband and wife will be one. What a wonderful time. Father, we've tried, Lord. We just ask you now to help us. Go home with us. Take care of everybody. Give a safe trip. And may as we walk, Lord, we walk in you. I pray that I've said enough to where we can understand what at least I'm trying to say. Because I believe it's an ever unfolding revelation of my Lord and Savior. All in all, guide us now. Take care of everybody. Remember the sick among us, Lord. Touch each one in Jesus' name. Amen. You're dismissed. It is my